Hello, welcome to My Empty Hands, a podcast about the martial arts with a focus on Kenpo. My name is Reggie Darden. I'm very much a white belt at the podcasting scene here, and certainly not a professional interviewer, but, you know, I'm here and just going to make this thing happen and make this show happen, and we'll learn and grow together. So just a little bit about my background. I got started in the martial arts, my formal training. I started in the early mid-90s after seeing the movie The Perfect Weapon starring Jeff Speakman. It really just got me interested in Kenpo. I'd always been a fan of the martial arts, but that was when I just really got, decided to get involved. I trained in what was called Chinese Kenpo, basically early version of Ed Parker's teachings, and essentially a Tracy's Kenpo or Tracy's Karate version of Kenpo. I trained there for about 3 years or so. Then I left to join the Army. While I was in the Army, I got to do a little bit of Taekwondo, a little bit of Hapkido, and a little bit of boxing. And enjoyed those all very much. But Kenpo was still really where I wanted to train. Fast forward a few more years, I kind of just did my own thing and didn't really find a school that really worked for me. I then got involved in another martial art, the African Brazilian martial art of capoeira, and also due to a movie Only the Strong starring Mark Dacascos, that got me involved in, or got me interested in capoeira, and so I started doing that. As of this recording, I'm closing in on 17 years training in capoeira, and just really, really passionate about that art as well. But even with all that training, I still, kept my love for capoeira, or excuse me, kept my love for Kenpo. And so I decided to find a school, and I found one, and I am now training in American Kenpo. Actually, just recently earned my green belt, so pretty excited about that. But just been really, loving the journey, loving all the new things that I've been learning, and just really excited about that. I have my eyes on doing some other arts as well. Just time is, time is short, so there's not enough hours in the day to do everything that I'd like to do. But I have been interested in getting back into Hapkido. Also, been looking at getting into Kali and Eskrima, the Filipino martial arts, and also, of course, looking into some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well. So that's my, kind of a little brief summary of kind of my martial arts experience. I'm really excited for the guests that are going to be on, that I'm going to get to speak with and get to learn about and learn their stories. And I hope that anyone that's listening enjoys hearing the stories as well, and we'll take this journey together.